You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy show. Time to play some Rattle Off. And Josh, look at this. We've got full phone lines, buddy. That makes me happy.
Love it.
Hey, good morning, Mix. This is LaVon. Is that right?
Yes.
Hi, LaVon.
Yes. Hi, LaVon.
Welcome to the show.
How are you?
We're really good. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Let me think. What did I do? Oh, I had company over.
Company?
I had an anniversary party at my house.
Oh, that's fun.
Was it for you?
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-mm, no. Just a good friend of ours, and they've been married 3 years, and so they had a party for her.
What do you do at an anniversary party? It's not like a birthday party or anything. You just celebrate the other two and just have some wine, or...?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You cook amazing food.
I love amazing food.
What was the amazing food?
You drink a little. So, I made a roast and it came out amazing.
Oh,
so.
Yum.
You know what I did?
Yeah, I'm a meaningful we don't play cook.
I like that. Okay.
I did my first ever beef roast on the Traeger yesterday. I smoked it for like 5 hours, and it turned out pretty darn good. It had that smoky flavor, and I bought some like really high-end barbecue sauce and put a little drizzle for shizzle on it, and it was really good. So
look at you. You're a we don't play cook either.
Damn straight.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
Going back a step, though, did you say they were only married for 3 years?
Yeah, they've only been married for 3 years.
Does that really involve a big anniversary party?
No. It was small. With all due respect, but they also were separated out of the country during COVID. They've been together for a lot longer than that, but because of COVID and he lived in another country, it was a big deal.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
Now I feel bad.
It's an excuse to drink. It's an excuse to drink.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Eat copious amounts of meat.
Yeah. Exactly.
copious 100%. Meat.
And the meat sweats after that.
That'd be a great food truck name. Copious Meats.
We'll let you take that one. You can have that one.
Let's do it. Let's get it done. All right, LaVon, so you know how to play Rattle Off?
I do.
All right. Well, for those of you who are just tuning in and have never heard it before, I'm going to give you a topic. And you have 10 seconds with this annoying 10-second timer to reel off 5 things in regard to the topic. Actually, Josh is going to do it today because Josh is a big boy today, and he came up with all the rattle-offs
today. All by myself.
He's like, I want to do it. I want to do it. All right.
I kind of did do that.
You did. So are you ready? You want to give this a shot?
Yeah. I'm gonna give it a shot.
Okay. All right, Josh, she's all yours, buddy.
All right, so in 10 seconds, I need you to list off 5 famous buildings. They can be worldwide, but 5 famous buildings. Ready and go.
The Sears Tower, the Empire State Building, the Seattle Dome. I forget what exactly it was called.
Time is
Seattle Dome.
The needle? You talking about the space
the space needle?
Needle,
yeah.
Yeah, the space needle.
There's the Burj Khalifa, which is the tallest building in the world.
The White House, pretty famous.
The White House, I've heard of that.
The
one.
Alamo.
The
is
Alamo.
It still called the Seals Tower? I don't know. The Seals.
Sears. I think it's still the Sears
Use
Tower.
Use your words, Chair.
Sears Tower.
I think it's still the Sears Tower. Is it not?
I don't know. I don't feel like Googling it. Somebody will message us. Yeah.
Well, it's 2.5.
Sears Tower's in Chicago, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
Trump Tower too. There, that's pretty famous.
Oh, don't.
Yeah, I get.
Well,
yeah.
it's a famous
Easy.
Building.
Settle down.
It's a building.
Easy.
It's a building.
You can reply to all the messages coming.
Oh shoot. Okay.
I'm sorry you didn't
three,
get it.
Though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on. Oh.
It was really nice talking to you though.
All right. You guys have a great weekend, and you can, give Dom some love when he's back.
I will.
Absolutely.
I will. All right. See you around.
All bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye, friend. Great week. Not great weekend.
Yeah.
Is this Alexis?
Yes. Hi.
Hey, girl.
Alexis.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing really good. But the show's been kind of fun today. It's been kind of silly. So.
Nice.
It's been a weird energy today. a little different. So
that's because Dom's not there.
I think so.
He's not reining us in. It's just pure
He's
chaos.
He's like, guys, settle down.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
I got dinner with my in-laws, and that was fun.
Is that a highlight?
I really liked it. Yes,
well,
for
do
me.
Well, do you like your
for
in-laws? I guess
people,
that's
maybe.
A big question.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Where'd you go?
We went to this new place. Well, I guess, I don't know if it's new, but Prost Brewery.
Oh, I've been to Prost.
Highlands Ranch.
In North Glen?
Oh, there's one in North Glen, too, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been. Really good. Yeah.
That is really very good. Tasty. Really good food. So that was a solid choice.
And it's all like German beers and stuff, right, I believe?
It is, yeah.
That's really cool. Nice. I like that. Yeah, that's awesome.
So is there anything about your in-laws that you don't like?
Uh-oh.
There's got to be something. Come on.
They're not listening. It's okay.
Tell us, Jennifer, as I change your name.
Exactly.
I am trying so hard to think of something.
Are they... go ahead.
They are not punctual people.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That can be annoying.
That can be difficult.
Well, how long have you been married?
I'm not married. I've been with my spouse for 8 years. We're just not married. I just call them my in-laws.
No, absolutely. No, those are in-laws. Those are in-laws.
Because I was going to say, absolutely. If this was fresh love and this is going on,
exactly.
Like, I was like, give it a couple more years and you're going to hate this. But after 8 years, I guess you're probably just kind of used to it.
No, that's cool. Yeah.
Do you do that thing where you tell them a different time for holidays?
No, because usually I'm the one who's like, hey, when am I supposed to be there? And they're like, I don't know. Whenever.
All right.
Yeah. Show up whenever. Okay, well, that's kind of relaxed at least. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Well, it sounded like you had a pretty good weekend, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Congrats. All right, you ready to play a little rattle off?
I am, yes.
All right, Joshy boy, what's on deck?
All right, Alexis, we got this one for you. I need you in 10 seconds to give me five famous Denver athletes, and it can be from any sport. So five famous Denver athletes in 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Joker, Jamal Murray, what's his name? Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Peyton Manning.
Buzzer hit.
You gave me some KCP love, though? Wow, that's impressive.
I don't even know who that is.
He's on the Nuggets.
Yes, he is. No, you were going really strong.
He's on the Nuggets.
You got Elway. It was just a little bit too late.
Yeah, Elway hit after
that. That was impressive, though. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Look at you. Wow. Big Nuggets fan, I take it, right?
I am, yes.
I love that. That's
darn
awesome.
It, Alexis.
So close. You were so close. I'm sorry you got it right after the buzzer.
No worries.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. Love you to
thanks
pieces.
Thanks for hopping on.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You guys too. Bye.
Right, bye-bye.
I kind of feel bad telling all these people, you're not winning. I'm not used to that.
You're not
you
used
don't
to
win
this?
Anything. Yeah,
oh,
you don't
easier.
Win anything.
It gets super
gets
easy.
Easier.
Yeah, it gets super easy. Is this Tanya?
Yeah, hey, this is Tanya.
Hey,
Tanya.
Queen. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Highlight of your weekend. What was it?
I was thinking about that when everybody else was talking. My son, he's 15, and he had his girlfriend over, and they were so cute. They made cookies, and they wore the same pajamas, and they were just so cute. Young
love is
so cute.
And then they snuck off and made out.
Oh, no.
No. Mom had a talk with him. No kissing.
At 15? No kissing at 15?
Not yet. It's his first girlfriend.
Oh,
I bet you they've kissed.
Done more than that.
I bet they've kissed.
Well, as a parent, you have to set up some rules and hope that your kid abides by
them. I get it. But really, Tanya, at 15, some little smooches here and there is fine.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was 15.
I was
going to
say, come on,
ago.
You got to think back.
I was not wearing matching pajamas, I guarantee you that.
I wasn't doing that. That's cute. Yeah, that's new.
My son, he's pretty quirky, and she gets his quirkiness, and I like that about her.
What were the pajamas?
They just wore whatever t-shirt they wore, plaid bottom.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
You should have totally showed up in the same PJs too. You're like, we're
all
friends.
Well, I didn't even know. You know, I didn't know that they had that planned. It was so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's did he plan all that for her?
Yeah, they planned it. The two of them planned it together.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like that. That is young love.
That's
cute.
And just the fact that they make cookies on their date. I told my mom, and she's like, I've never had anybody invite me over to make cookies.
Yeah, that's creative. Absolutely.
What kind of cookies?
They made sugar cookies and chocolate chip cookies, but they used chocolate-covered cookie dough.
Oh,
chocolate!
This sounds it sounds kind of like something you would do like for Christmas, like the matching PJs and the Christmas cookies and stuff.
Absolutely,
like that. Yeah,
sure
that's
does.
Cool. I like it.
Do they think it's December?
Yeah.
Still?
I was gonna say.
They just recently met. He met her at a mall and asked for her digits, And
that's brave. That takes a lot of guts to ask someone for their, it is. This is adorable.
It's like so cliche and so cute. Yeah. You know, like we met at the mall.
I like it.
Young love.
We reached for the same thing.
Seriously.
It's adorable.
I remember those days.
Mine were like last week, so I remember those days too.
Mine were 20 years ago.
Well, we're new. We're new to Colorado, and for him to step out of his comfort zone,
that's huge. Like major props to him, because that's huge.
Huge kudos. Yeah. Huge.
Absolutely.
Kudos,
so. Yes, definitely.
Well, I appreciate the story. Thank you for that. That's really good. Really, really good.
Yeah,
you want to play some Rattle Off?
Sure.
Are you nervous? Are you freaking out?
No Denver stuff like you did to that past contestant.
Oh, she's telling me what to do now? Is that?
I think that was
that. Hang on. I'm new to this state. So
how new?
How new?
Since March.
And then, you are. Well,
that's
been a
last year,
year,
right? Yeah. That's
and then.
Yeah, it's almost a year. Okay. Almost a year.
Where'd you come from?
I think I talked to you guys before. Guam.
Oh, yeah, we talked to you. Okay.
Okay. No, that's cool. I don't have any Guam related.
I have no Guam stories.
Unfortunately,
at all.
That's tomorrow's show.
It's beautiful there.
All right, yeah. I believe you.
Yeah.
Take your word for it.
All right, Guam lady, you ready to play?
All right,
some
this one, this one has nothing to
no
do.
No Denver ones.
No Denver. No, this has nothing to do. You might be able to get this. This is pretty broad. Okay, are you ready for me?
I'm ready.
All right, so I need you in 10 seconds to list off 5 luxury brands. Okay, 5 luxury brands, and ready and go.
Oh gosh. Okay. Dior, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Lamborghini.
I think you got 4.
You ended up getting 4.
You
she got
4.
That last one right in the buzzer, right
like,
before the buzzer.
Lexus or BMW.
Yeah, that's also luxury.
Yeah, I was thinking like clothes and purses, and then I thought, okay, think cars and
almost got 5. That was
Darn it, Tanya. Well, it was super nice talking to you again, and thanks for the story about your kiddo.
Yeah, that was cute.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Bye,
all right,
Tanya.
See you later. Do you have friends that say Gucci? Like, if something's good, they're like, oh, that's so Gucci.
I think I say Gucci, and I don't like it. I shouldn't.
I am going to punch you in the throat after the show today.
I think I do.
Today.
I know. I'm sorry. I probably deserve that.
This Cinnabon is so Gucci.
Okay, well, no, that's a no. We don't say it like that. We use different terms. so stupid.
Gladys, right?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Gladys.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Super dupes. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, I'm pretty excited because we bought some tickets to go to Mexico with my daughter.
Oh.
We are from Mexico.
What
so
part?
We just moved here, Chiapas, south of Mexico.
Okay. Nice. That's fun. When are you guys going?
March 18th.
Oh, that's awesome.
So pretty soon.
Weather's going to be beautiful.
We miss family so much.
Oh, I bet.
And my daughter just got her residency approved, so we are good to go now.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome. And you know what's down there?
Avocados from Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'd be going. I'd be like, give me some guac.
I love it.
Have you been in Mexico? Any of you?
Yes. My honeymoon was in Playa.
Oh, nice.
And then we went down to, like, the Cancun area and stuff, which is, still
technically Mexico. Really beautiful.
Yeah.
But
Paradise
I
Island.
I really recommend you to go to Chiapas. It's really beautiful.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Put it on the list.
Can
Josh.
We come with you?
With Guam.
Yeah.
Of course. Whenever you want.
I love
we
that.
We can cram
awesome.
Josh into like a carry-on or something.
I'll fit, yeah.
Little suitcase with wheels.
Absolutely. I think the undercarriage is now pressurized, so
yeah,
just throw me
fine.
In there.
You'll
yeah.
be fine. Well, Gladys, you want to play some Rattle Off with us?
Yes, but can I make a request?
No.
Yes, please.
She goes, yes. Well, what's the request?
What is it?
Not too something that is not too American. I mean, I'm Mexican, so I don't know a lot of American stuff.
Do the vending machine one.
I was gonna say we could
do the vending machine. Are you familiar with vending machines?
Yeah,
vending machines in Mexico.
They get the stuff in there.
You know what they're filled with, though.
We do
avocados from Mexico.
we can do the vending machine one.
All right, we'll do the vending machine one. All right,
well, Gladys, in 10 seconds, I need you to tell me 5 things, anything, that you could find in a vending machine. Ready and go.
Sodas, yogurt, popsicles, candies, and cookies.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
there's refrigerated vending machines.
Super vague, but yes.
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
I think you
that
got
is correct.
It. So here's your ding dings.
Woohoo, you're a winner.
Yay, hey, you did it.
Woo-hoo.
Yay, thank you.
You know vending machines. What?
Yes, of course. I just want to say I've heard your station since I moved here, so a year and 7 months ago.
Oh,
I started hearing
that's
it.
Very sweet of you. What do you like the most about the station?
When Dom's on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh. Yeah, we miss him. We do. We miss him today.
No, of course. I like everything. You are pretty cool, and I really like it. And you have helped me, like, learning more words in English.
Yes.
So it's really great.
Oh, that's very
nice
of you.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love those stories. That's so cool.
We are pretty cool. All right.
Yeah, you are.
All right, sweet Gladys.
Well, hey, don't go anywhere because I got to get your information afterwards.
Yeah, so I'm going to throw you on hold, so don't hang up, okay? All right.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, Josh, we did it. We made through.
That was a success. How'd I do? Were those
you did
okay?
Really
those,
good.
Okay.
High five to you today.
Okay.
For coming up with those. So.
Cool.
Another exciting edition of Rattle Off, and we'll be playing it again tomorrow morning, hopefully with DT. Hopefully he makes it back. Right now, though, the new one from Justin.